Welcome back to the Union Edge Laborist Talk Radio. I'm Angela Bachman here with Brittany Sheets.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in and joining us. We've been having lots of fun with you today. We hope you've been enjoying it as much as we have. And a quick thank you to Apple Tree Media Works and the United Food and Commercial Workers International for all of your support. We really appreciate it.
And we are back on the ranting train. So we have Deb Klein from the Cleveland Jobs with Justice joining us. Hey Deb, welcome back.
Thank you, and you are ready to rant again, right?
Yeah.
We had our little break. We're ready to go. So lay it on us, what you got.
Well, yesterday was the five-year anniversary for DACA, which is a deferred action for childhood arrivals that allows someone who came over, and there's certain time frames, someone who came to this country with their parents and is undocumented, that they could apply for deferred action. They get a work permit, they get a driver's license, and they can work and go to school. This is for children of undocumented immigrants. So yesterday was the five-year anniversary. So last night, the administration decides that they're going to withdraw DAPA, which was a deferred action for parents of Americans and lawful permanent residents, which was part of the executive action from President Obama. So they withdrew that yesterday. And this was part of the court action across the country right after former President Obama issued the executive orders. There were 26 states, to include Ohio, that filed a lawsuit that froze the actions, and then it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and we lost in the Supreme Court. But they just formally withdrew it yesterday. But it's kind of like a smack in the face because it was on the anniversary, the five-year anniversary of DACA. So once again, our wonderful administration strikes out against the undocumented community.
I don't know what to say to that. It's just kind of exhausting. You know, it's just like the same thing over and over again. They keep chipping away and chipping away, and I can't imagine how those immigrants feel, because to me it's exhausting just hearing about it, and it doesn't actually affect my life.
Well, I'll tell you, I personally, it hasn't affected me or my family, but I now have a lot of adopted family and many close friends where people have been put in deportation proceedings. So it seems like every day there's something new that comes down. And as a matter of fact, earlier this week, the ICE acting director, Thomas Homan, was in front of Congress, and he actually said, if you came into this country illegally, you came in across the border illegally, you better start looking over your shoulder because we're going to come and get you.
Wow.
Right, which is totally against what was said during the campaign season, because, you know, we all remember that Trump said that we were going to, that his administration was going to go after the quote-unquote criminals. And this Homan said that they're going to go after people because we're not going to give them a chance to become criminals.
Well done.
So just another campaign promise that has been changed, modified, completely shifted to something different.
Right, right. And as a matter of fact, they're actually asking for a $1.2 billion increase in the budget for ICE. They want to add 1,000 officers, which I thought we were supposed to be downsizing the federal government. I thought, didn't I hear that someplace?
Right.
From someone recently. But they want to add 1,000 more officers and 600 support staff to beef up enforcement. The other thing that, and we dealt with this during the Obama administration, there's something called a bed quota, where there are 34,000 beds in private prisons across the country that are designated for detaining undocumented people. They want to beef those numbers up to 51,000, and that's and they want those beds filled every day. So there needs to be, if they get their way, there would need to be 51,000 undocumented people in these private prisons every day.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say this again. So they want to get the prisons so that they can fill the prisons? I'm sorry. Explain that one more time.
Okay, so under the Obama administration, there was what they called the bed quota. And the bed quota was that there had to be 34,000 undocumented immigrants detained across the country in the private prisons, because that's usually who does the detains in houses, the undocumented people.
Why? So, why is there a quota on the number of people that you need in a prison? That seems really extraordinarily messed up to me.
Well, because that's the way, that's what they did in the budget. And they put in this bed quota. And as a matter of fact, that was a lot of the advocates and people across the country and the national people said that this was one of the reasons why our former president became known as the deporter in chief, because they had to keep this bed quota filled. Now, we know that there were a lot of detentions and deportations back during the Obama administration, and things got a little better towards the end. But if they beef that up to 51,000, it's going to get even worse. So every day of the year in the United States, there will need to be 51,000 undocumented people in prison somewhere across this country, in these prisons.
So somebody lobbied Congress and said, I have a private prison and it needs to be filled, so this is what we're going to do, is what I'm hearing.
Basically. Who's making the money? The private prison.
Right. First of all, I'm of the opinion that there's no excuse or reason ever why there should be private prisons. That screams of just making a profit off of incarcerating people. It sounds terrible, first of all. But second of all, if you're going to make a quota now, and now the law enforcement is required to detain people to make a profit for these prisons, what are we doing?
That's a really good question. We're making a profit for the prisons is what we're doing. You know, and this is in addition, we all know about the school to prison pipeline. I mean, this is what we have going in this country today. For private people, private contractors, private everything, the business people, they're the ones that are going to be able to make the money. They're the ones that are profiting off of people going to prison, whether it's undocumented people or, and in some cases, I mean, every day we hear more and more of ridiculous misdemeanor charges where people are arrested and put into prison, wrongly accused people. I mean, you hear about it all the time. And this is why.
And then you have the legislators who approved this, who are the ones, spewing all of this propaganda about them being bad people, and then you have Trump calling them bad hombres, so that the public opinion is that this is an okay thing to do because they're terrible people.
Right, and they're not. I mean, we have many, many hardworking people in the undocumented community, and as people say, and as I know, that are doing jobs that no one else will do. You've got migrant workers, you've got people out I think in the mid-80s and very humid. I don't think there are any crops that are going to be picked at this time, but you've got people out working fields in conditions like today or in August when it's really hot, and they're picking crops and all day long. And I know I heard of one instance on a farm where they give the workers $27 per acre to pick the crops in one particular acre, but that has to be split up among all of the workers. So,
right. And this is legal because the same minimum wages do not apply to the agriculture sector. And this thing just goes on and on and on and on.
Right. And that, you know, I think it was last week about the workers' comp bill here in Ohio, where they want to stop and they want to prevent undocumented people from putting in workers' comp claims and not holding employers liable. I mean, this is such a slippery slope. It's just, you just keep thinking about what they're doing. It's like, it's so unbelievable. It's, I'm glad I'm a fighter, because I think if I wasn't a fighter, I probably would just sit down and cry in the corner someplace. So it just keeps me fighting even more.
Yeah, I mean,
and
when
that's
you
what we have to do.
It's the overarching theme of all this to me looks like treating people like they are less than human. That's what I'm getting out of this, is that they are not at the same level as American citizens, and that's really, really messed up.
People are people. It doesn't matter what your status is. And I've said it before. I agree. If somebody is a criminal and you can prove that they are a criminal, then then deport them. But not hardworking people who have come here for a better life, come here to try to protect their families, come here because their own country is in upheaval. I mean, who have we become?
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate.
It is. And unfortunately, we are out of time. Any last words, the last 30 seconds?
On this upcoming Father's Day, I know a lot of different organizations across the country are doing vigils and prayer vigils commemorating undocumented fathers, because we hear a lot about the mothers but not the fathers. So just remember the undocumented fathers that are being separated from their children this Father's Day.
Thanks. We will do that. And thanks for joining us today, Deb.
Thank you.
That was Deb Klein from the Cleveland Jobs with Justice. I'm Angela, here with Brittany Sheets, who I'm sorry I didn't let get a word in edgewise.
It's all right. I just kind of sat here with my head on my hand, just speechless.
So we will be right back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.